As most of you know, I'm a bit of a gardener. I like to fool in the garden a little bit, and especially ornamental gardening. There's an old-timey plant, a beautiful plant. It's called Wandering Jew. Do you know what that is? It's real purple. It's very dark purple. And on the inside of the leaves, it's a very dark green. And when you plant it in mass, it likes bright sun. It's really very attractive. Wandering Jew. But that plant gets its name from an old legend. It's a medieval tale about a Jewish man who is cursed to wander the earth for thousands and thousands of years, never to die, never to heaven, until Jesus comes again. The legend. As Jesus was bearing his cross on the way to Golgotha, the legend says that he rested briefly against the door of a Jewish cobbler. And not wanting any criminals at his door, the cobbler chased the exhausted Jesus away. And the cobbler told Jesus, "I'll have nothing to do with criminals," he yelled at the condemned Lord. And so the legend goes that God condemned this man to wander the earth, never to die, never to rest, never ascending into heaven. Today is the feast day of the Ascension. When we live our lives, we can all fall into this, concerned only about what is practical in our lives, the day-to-day. We become kind of the wandering Jew of our day. The question that I'd like to present to you, brothers and sisters, is whether this old medieval legend has some truth for us modern technos, you know? I believe it does. At times, Monday through Friday, 5 days a week, we can fall into living our lives kind of only in the practical, only in a world without any ascension, wandering, I guess you could say, in a maze of concerns, materialism, or concern only about what needs to be done today. But our tasks in life, although they're important, we all know that they're not the end-all and the be-all of everything. Spirit is. Our spirit, it's primary. Our thoughts. What enters your mind? Your ideas. The awareness of ourselves. These things are deep wells into the spiritual dimension of our lives and the source of all happiness. And so as followers of Christ, who today ascends into heaven, we must know and we must be convicted that the external world is not the ultimate. But we're free to choose. And if we do choose the day-to-day, I guess you could say that we too are kind of condemned to wander, not rise, not ascend, forever trying just to get things done. This is the Feast of the Ascension of the Lord. And we know that the external world is not the end. But I wonder sometimes, perhaps, if some of us, including me, would not rather believe in just practicality. Sometimes it could be that we choose to stay down, you know, unascended, wandering about maybe our insecurities. And I think at times we can choose to stay down, suppressed. And when people are insecure about who they are, they have a tendency to suppress others. We do project ourselves onto others, you know. No beyond, no ascending. We at times can project our insecurities onto others. But when we rise above all of this, we empower others. The great gift that Jesus gives us is to know for certain that who I am is good. It's to know that goodness is not dependent on what I do, what my title is, how much I make, what I know, where I live. And when we free ourselves from these kind of earthly identities, we ascend, and suddenly, freely, we empower other people, we empower whole communities, and we ascend to new levels. Inside of us, I think, because a little bit of our culture, there is a perception at times that we've got to win, no matter what. Win no matter the cost. With our spouses, our children, our bosses, even in our recreation, we feel at times that we have to win. And so our whole world becomes kind of a battleground full of hostilities, strategy, do or die, use the big guns, we got to win. But there's another way to ascend. Our lives ascend when we act out the Christian goodness of the Gospels. That life must be consensual, mutual, cooperative, common, the common good, the good of all. The ascension, brothers and sisters, the ascension. The legend goes that the old medieval legend is that the wandering Jew is rejuvenated every 33 years, Christ's age at the crucifixion. But over the years, the legend goes, he becomes wise, very wise, urging others not to do as he did, to avoid staying down, avoiding oppressions, and to ascend to the realm that really matters, which is the realm of our spirit.